That's some serious dumb shit that's happening right here in this intersection. Oh God, go. Oh God, go. Oh, Build is happening. That's the Microsoft, like, conference. They, like, announced the Surface here or something. It seems like they usually announce stuff at Build. Like, not necessarily super relevant video game shit, but... That guy's popping a wheelie. Oh, man! Fucking awesome! Synchronized wheelies! Crazy dirt bikers. They got alongside this fucking Ford Focus, and then both of them fucking, like, one on either side, and then they both popped fucking sick wheelies at the same time. Well, a third dude on a dirt bike did not. He looked over almost forlornly.
I don't got no wheelies.
They were both pretty good wheelies. And they happened right in front of me. Which is the best. Yeah, dash cam. Flash install, yes! I need to get over, and there are about 20 bikes between me and the other lane. I'm not... Oh, okay, fine. Get behind them, and then go over like this. This is... shitty, but I'm doing it. It's a funky situation. Tired. I'm a lot tired. Sleep in virtual reality. I can't. The frame rate is too bad. Build that PC so I can get a good night's sleep. Wake Up Club VR. Everyone wakes up at the same time, and there's a gun in the middle of the virtual room. First person to get it gets to shoot fucking color crazy, mind-blowing blast beams at the other participants. Driving so slow, you could have turned. You could have made that turn. Okay, I thought the guy was, like, vaping out of a brick-sized device, but he was just talking into, I don't know what the fuck that was, walkie-talkie or something. It was too big for a phone. Talking into the top of it, which is why I thought it was like a vape situation. Like he was, you know, it looked like it was a walkie-talkie, but he was talking into the top of it, like where the antenna would come out. Maybe he's just very serious about his battery case. Why did I get behind the fucking dude on the fucking bike? Trying to pretend he's a fucking car. Oh, I'm a fucking... Yeah, I'm... Alright. Alright, okay. He's just... Alright. Oh, no. Sorry, you're in the fucking crosswalk while the light has changed. Don't look at me like I'm the fucking problem. Walkie lady. Oh... This bike guy is too slow. I'm biking. I had to pull up my pant legs so I don't get grease from the bike chain on my pant legs. Thank you. So tonight I'm going to go home and try to run virtual reality applications with fewer monitors plugged in and see if that makes a difference. Mostly out of curiosity, like I see how that stuff runs, but also I went and turned all that stuff on again today in the middle of the day to see if there were any humans playing Eve Valkyrie, and I found like two. I have a desire to play a lot more stuff. Yes, just not that stuff. I mean, I want to play some Darknet. I enjoy Darknet. I would play more of that. Especially as my save did not transfer over. I launched the Steam version of Adrift and got that working. In the Rift. So that's one Steam thing that works. I imagine Elite would as well, since it just has that drop down that has that option in its menus. What other stuff is coming out for the Oculus Rift? There's that Insomniac game. It's like a third person. Edge of Nowhere, I think it's called. Like an action adventure-y kind of thing. Survival. No, not like Stick and Rock survival, but like, I don't know. I played the demo and you were running away from a monster. I'm going to turn on the radio. That's my plan. That's my current plan. That's what we're doing. Radio's on now. TLC's Waterfalls is playing. Stop it, nigga.
prescription pills, became the lover of his baby mama. Niggas talking square just to make songs about it. You gon' get busted, you think you not, then you wrong about it. Wake up in that cell without a piece of meal. This shit is slop, we eat for real.
Can you just hit the horn already? Just hit the fucking horn.
What?
Stop talking. Oh, no, I mean.
Back out. Four. Take a real champagne, nigga.
Minecraft in VR sounds like a slam dunk. Too bad MS is in the HoloLens. I mean, at that spring showcase, Microsoft was showing Minecraft running on an Oculus. That's happening. Whipping it.
Shout out to Paul, shout out to Sean on the check-in, baby, the H, what up? As we turn up on a Tuesday, baby, heavy the DJ Hollywood, I'm in full effect. Snapchat going crazy, my Twitter going crazy.
Oh, Snapchat is going crazy. People love the bullshit I play. Just fucking hit the horn. Please. Please. Do I have to Snapchat him? Say, hit the horn.
I'm on the bench. I deal with that ain't the pitch. You better go back to
All right. Slide, baby, this how I turn up on the tube. Shout to anybody driving around them. If they now hit me on Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat, we got you out. You celebrating anybody's birthday right now. Hit me up right now. At DJ Hollywood KO, you see it on your screen. All my social media, at DJ Hollywood KO. Same thing, baby. Hey, 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 hey. I got broads in Atlanta, she's a dope in the family, pretty cards in the stunts, he ain't no licks in the van, legacy, family, ways he did like a plan, going out like a Montana, many killers on the hands, legacy, family, ways he did like a plan. Shot the boss to having a check in, baby, cheeks, what up, OG? Ain't nothing watching like random, the chopper go out to the brand, you nigga bully your plan, who the killer? Music, culture, journalism on the check in. Pretty cards and scams. Shout to Albuquerque, tuned in, baby J. Uno, what up? Ways he did like a plan. Going out like a Montana. Only killers on the plan. Legacy, plan. Ways he did like a plan. Vegas for Montana. Set up a cannon. They not the marching like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. Then you can pull in your plan. Only killers on the stand. I got broads in the line. Kids in the famous, super fun. Credit cards and the scams, wake up beside your shit, let it sound, whole bunch of ladder shit, baby, ask your friends, I love the clap shit, I be putting myself in the planet shit, I got plenty of stuff, I forgot it, but look how I track shit, legacies, final, why is it killing no cops, pop a book, I got signed a gorilla, they shout to my truck drivers out there, let's go, pull up in the van, and only if they come and get you on the counter, my money is dancing bigger than the panic, go watch for Grammy, but bully, you're whipping it, I'm a flippin', I got bitches pull up and they get it, I got niggas to count for this, say you make you a liar for money, most of killers pull up in the inner ring, did he pull up in the killer, baby? Pull up in the whole villa, baby. Niggas up in the Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. I got shooters out in Brooklyn. I like a chain, so I took it. Got cocaine, about to cut it. Hold up. All the police crook it. Got pieces on me, that's it. Got money, ain't got to spend it. Yeah. This beat about to get murdered. Thought this was future when I heard it. Easy murder. I got shooters out in Brooklyn. I like a chain, so I took it. Got cocaine, about to cut it. All the police crooked. Got pieces on me, that's it. Got money, ain't got to spend it. This beat about to get murdered. What? Thought this was future when I heard it. Got dots all in the trap. I can turn coke into crack. This dope just caught the body. Thought this was future when I heard it is a pretty fucking funny line.
Up in the morning, miss you bad. Sorry I ain't call you back. Same problem my father had. All his time, all he had. And what he dreamed, Hollywood. Market crash, Hollywood. People get to Hollywood. Drop some stack, Hollywood. Mama passed in Hollywood. If you ask, Hollywood. Driving back, Hollywood. Off the road, Hollywood. Remember we, Hollywood. Remember I'm Hollywood. I'm taking all the
I can brought up to the London. Credit cards and scams.
Hollywood.
Turn your motherfucking radios up out there, baby.
Up in the morning, miss you bad. Sorry, I ain't call you back. Same problem my father had. All his time, all he had. What he dreamed, all his cash. Marked as a hurt of bad. Mama passed in Hollywood. If you ask, Hollywood. Driving fast, Hollywood. Off the road, Hollywood. Remember we, Hollywood. Remember I'm Hollywood. I'm taking all that.
I can brought up to the London. She's a dope in the front. Credit cards and scams. Take it, you're a steady. Legacies, family. Ways you can let go. Go on the back of my tongue. Many killers on
the head.
Legacies, family. Ways you can let go.
DJ Hollywood, baby, Knockout Boys, Tuesday Night Live, right here, Sirius XM.
I love the overrated
Hip Hop Nation.
Take it off, stand
up. I got broads in Atlanta, kids with the famous shit, take it off. Credit cards and the scams, we get
sex. Take it off, stand
up. DJ Hollywood, mix it.
And we're
And we keep it there, baby. We keep you turned up on a motherfucking Tuesday night. Shout out to anybody celebrating their birthday out there, I see. Let's do it. And we get into that fire, baby, right?
Nope.
1, 2, 3.
Yo, Legs, what's up, eh?
I'm good, man. I got permanent jet lag, man. I'm struggling. Just got back from Malaysia and Singapore.
Welcome home.
Singapore.
Yo, everybody, this is Crazy Legs. This is my
stuff.
Right hand.
Yes, sir.
President of Rocksteady Crew. And El Capitan.
Bronx, Puerto Rican.
Who's, man, if you don't know Crazy Legs, man, Jesus Louise.
I know.
Crazy Legs, we got the Puerto Rock Steady event this next month.
Yeah, it's coming up the weekend of July 29th, Lords of the Underground, Rich Medina.
Wait, July 29th?
The weekend of July 29th.
That's Puerto Rock Steady?
Puerto Rock Steady, yeah.
What happened in April?
I'm sorry, the weekend of April 29th.
Jesus.
You know what it is? I think about Rocksteady anniversary.
Yeah, that's the anniversary.
At least I prefaced it with jet lag, so any stupidity that comes after is qualified.
Yeah, Rocksteady anniversaries. Rocksteady anniversaries in July.
Yes.
But in April,
the Puerto Rocksteady Music Festival is happening on the weekend of April 29th.
That's right. Puerto Rico.
And coffee couldn't come any sooner.
Let's get some café con leche.
Yeah, for real.
So,
working on that, man. Just looking forward to that. We have it's the fourth year. Got a new venue that we're working with for the main night, which is really dope. It's one of the hottest. It's going to be the hottest spot on the northwest side of the island. When you see this place, it's just going to blow your mind. So it's called Julia's Isabella. And, you know, it's kind of like you got some New Yorkers coming up in there, establishing some new businesses, some restaurants, some bars, some real quality shit that's going down on the northwest side of the island. So a lot of us are getting together, trying to make things happen and just pull our power together, you know?
Copy that, Captain. Copy that. All right. Who's performing at the...
Damn, you know... My verse has been harassing me because she wants to perform. She wants to open up for Lords of the Underground, so I got to get her in there. So Lords of the Underground, I'm working on some other things. Of course, DJs like Rich Medina, Scheme Richards, DJ Flag. Who else? Deuce Martinez, Johnson Gonzalez. Got to shout out the homie. DJ Velcro, Puerto Rico native, also the resident DJ at La Respuesta in Santurce. Yeah, man, and
nice.
You know, wish Tony Touch was coming down, but I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, we're working on it, man, you know, working on the schedules, you know.
Yeah, got time to make the donuts.
We're on award tours.
Yeah, man. And what else? Yeah, so that's going on. There's a lot of things going on. This year we've set up some volunteer work for the community. So some of the people that are coming down are going to be doing some workshops for the kids at the Boys and Girls Club. And I've also reached out to one of the middle schools out in Isabella to have about 30 of the kids that are doing really well in school to come out and check out the B-boy, B-girl battle that we're having at, you know, on the, you know, around the beach area on the resort. So if people want to find out information about Puerto Rock Steady, check out Facebook. Look up the Puerto Rock Steady official page, or just look up Puerto Rock Steady 2016, the event page, and you'll find out what's going on. A lot of shit is going on. It's a vacation for music lovers, dancers, DJs. Real simple. No pressure to chase any like meetings or anything like that. Just people partying all day, all night, get some fitness in, get some dance classes in, and just make it a nice family affair.
I always have a good time, man.
Yeah, man, it's dope.
Rock Steady.
It's dope. It's definitely dope.
Let's get it, man. So it's it's in a different resort?
No, same resort, but okay. we're adding on some off property events. So that's a good thing, and it's like the newest venue. And we're going to be the first party there.
Nice.
It's fly, Tony. When you see this shit, you're gonna be like, get out of here. Why am I not here?
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's all right. I'll be there in spirit. We got crazy legs in the house.
Went to Carville to get a milkshake. This honey ripped me off all my loot kicks. The car, oh yeah, there's money in my jacket. Somebody broke into my ride and coat macked it. Yo, Tip, I tell you, man, the devil's trying it. But I'm gonna stay strong, cause I ain't buying it. Tonight I'm taking Sherry out, I don't have Jack to wear. You know I got to look damn fresh to care. I'm a pound something, so behind me. I think I caught up on the phone, no shit, I'm crying. Will someone tell me what did I do to deserve this? I think I'll pull up my seat for Sunday service. My little brother wants Barney, cool, I'm getting it. Took him down to Kate, Jane 70. Here we go with the grind, yo, it's throwing fits. My blood pressure's blowing up, I can't take the shit. Finally got what he wanted, now he's good to go. Again, the clock was smashed. Where's my radio? What's up, my car was in the shop, I had to borrow, see? They had no mercy on the car, they almost killed me. Where the fuck can Nikki be? I'm gonna smack her up. I got two tickets for the next, and she gon' strip me up. I need to hit my honey off, drill me past the phone. Pulled out my fucker hose. Oh, yo, Sheila's home. Steady smiling like a mother, yo, I'm wrecked to bone. Went down a hunt, she's in the red zone. Stressed up more than anyone could ever be. Forever trying to clear the samples for my new upbeat. Everybody knows I go to Georgia often. Got on a flight and I ended up in Boston. With all these trials and tribulations, yo, I've been affected. And to top it off, stars got ejected. Kente. Water bag of ism from the smoke shop. Walking towards the bar, here comes the damn cop. Now I'm stationed around for the cosmics. I bought it for my man, I don't believe the shit. Coach sat me down from the ball team, cause I was breaking niggas on the end seat. Some niggas crossed that was trying to stick me. All I had was shorts, $1.50. Picked up this girl in the hoopty. Just because they're on, she tried to suit me. Paper this big for that, loop for nails in here. Who the hell you think I am, Mr. Belvedere? Go and get a bloody job, they can be look cute. Even if you give me boots, you never see my loot. She wasn't even all of that, just another hooker. Took a turn and asked to play quick like Chucky Booker. Sometimes you have to put the holes in their freaking place. Just school from and fuck it with your body fears. Lord knows I'm having problems. More beats, we'll have you scratching in your head like I ain't on techniques. For those who wanna oppose.
Now I'm kind of curious to see what the Vive launch lineup ends up looking like, or if it has a launch lineup. You know, Steam is such a weird, you know, Steam is such an open thing. Well, you know what I mean? Like, if you go look, you can filter the Steam store by HTC Vive, and there's a bunch of stuff in there. But, you know, a lot of it's kind of weird, you know? Oculus, for what it's worth, seemed like to have kind of, you know, they have their own storefront. It's the tight lineup of, like, hey, here are the games that are out for launch and all that. Whereas the Vive, it's a little less certain, right? Well, it's like, if you go look at April 5th on Steam, like I was doing today, you know, you see like Job Simulator and Space Pirate Trainer, and that sort of shit. And yeah, there's stuff in the Vive that's not in Steam, for sure. Tomorrow I'm gonna, well, maybe tomorrow. We gotta do some other stuff, but I'm trying to spend some time with. There is an Oculus Rift like filter in the Steam store as well, but like that stuff is all, a lot of it's designed for DK2, so I'm gonna start trying some of that stuff and see if I can make it go, if it goes with a consumer unit or not, because a lot of that stuff didn't necessarily. A lot of that is older than the consumer Rift, obviously. But a Drift works. Steam version of a Drift works with Oculus. So, and if you go to the Adrift page, I mean, that's how you get the, like, that's how you get to that filter, is on the store page for Adrift. On the right side of it, there's just something that straight up says Oculus Rift, and you just click on that. Just like you can click on Vive on the games that have that support, or I think you could even say, like, show me all the room scale games. Like, all their filters for the store. All the different tags. Yes, let's put faith in Steam tags, but they're not the user-made tags. They're the ones that are actually put on there by the developers on the right side of the page, where it's like single player, partial controller, you know, support, those tags. Actually, I imagine if you have a Vive hooked up and you launch Steam VR, that maybe that would have something too.
Shit! boy. Tell me out.
All we do is spit.
You know.
All of my licks spit.
You know.
All of my bitches spit.
You know it.
We don't fuck with spit.
You know.
All we do is spit. All of my licks spit. All of my bitches spit.
I have these drum sounds.
Check out the sweet date log. It glows in the day.
Do I have an 808? No, I don't have an 808. I have the 808 samples. I have the sounds of an 808. I don't really want hardware that much. I have a keyboard, it's like a, I have a couple of keyboards. I've got a Korg, it has a vocoder built in, it's fun, but I just have a MIDI over USB, what's that thing called? What the fuck's that thing called? An M-Audio Ozone. And that's, for cases where I want to play melodies and stuff, I can do that there. But, generally I just work with a mouse and just plot it out. You know, it's just kind of, it's not something I really need. Also, I bought a MIDI Fighter, which is like a 16-trigger device made out of arcade buttons that you can slap to fucking lay down drums and shit. It's fucking cool. I don't use it very much. I don't know that I've actually used it for, I don't know that I've ever actually used it for anything other than just fucking around, but it's cool. It's got like buttons on the side for like shifting banks and stuff like that too, so you kind of have more than just the 16 triggers, but it's a cool fucking piece of hardware. Probably play Dive Kick on that thing if you try hard enough. Ableton? No, I've never used Ableton. I haven't used anything in some time now, but I was always an FL Studio guy. The way the piano roll works in FL Studio made a lot of sense to me. And so that was the one I learned early on and kind of stuck with it. I know some people have like really weird opinions of that thing based on some of the people that have used it over the years, but it's worked pretty well for me. I used to use Adobe Audition, or I guess Cool Edit Pro before it was Adobe Audition, for recording vocals and stuff like that. That was a good multi-track, and so that's actually the problem, is a lot of the vocals for a lot of the older stuff, like when it came time to try to do, Rock Band Network and stuff like that, like start thinking about that a little bit. I just had a lot of stuff that was Cool Edit Pro, a lot of stuff that just, I don't have any of that shit installed anymore. Virtual effects racks were built for each one of those tracks that would then require me to go figure out which effects rack, which VSTs were installed and all that sort of shit. And it just became so much trouble. FL eventually got way better at handling like things that were not sample triggers or, MIDI and stuff like that. Like the way it handled just full on vocals and all that sort of stuff, it got way better, but my most recent workflow was to produce the entire instrumental in FL Studio, more or less, and then kick that out to a wave, drop that into Audacity, because that'll do multi-track in a method similar to Adobe Audition, though it's free. And then after that, I would take the vocal tracks there, flatten them down, if it's more than one person, or, hey, there's an instrument in here, like, hey, we're recording live bass for this one, or whatever, try to get those on as few tracks as possible, render them out neutrally, just kind of, normalize them, spit them out, something like that, usually not even that, really, and then spit those tracks back into FL Studio, and then just drop them on, and then I can chop them up there, I can throw effects on them there, and, tune them around, do what I need to do, pitch everything down an octave for Eazy-E devil voice, you know, that sort of shit. And then at that point, you know, then you're still fucking around with the instrumental, so you can kind of like, oh, I want to, you know, chop this up here, do this here. That always works well for me. I guess that's the thing, right? You know, it's like, ultimately, it's whatever works for you. And I'm not too great at, like, creating patches for a lot of the synths and stuff like that. Like, there are sounds in my head that I know I want, and I don't always know which knobs to turn to get there. So a lot of the songs I've written, like, start with a sound in mind, and sometimes I'll get close to it, and sometimes I'll kind of stumble onto something else that I like along the way, and go, no, let's go with that. Let's go with this, and stick this here, and try this out, and, you know. It's rare that, like, start to finish, I've got, like, okay, I've got a sound in my head, and the end track sounds like that. Usually, I lose the thing that sounds in my head at some point in the process, and kind of go off into something else. But there were definitely, like, certain types of sounds that I would like. Like, I, you know, for a while there, we were way into running all the vocals through Amplitube and, you know, just like, you know, guitar amp simulators. You know, running the vocals through, you know, an effects rack built for guitars. I always thought was fucking cool as hell. I still do. Whatever. And then sometimes mix that in, like, halfway with the raw vocals or something like that, too, you know. The gear setup for that, the thing with, I don't know what they used. The gear setup was Johnny talked to Just Blaze, got a Just Blaze beat from Just Blaze, and then they rapped over it. That's pretty much it. And then they didn't get a drop from Just Blaze, so they had me record me shouting Just Blaze, and then that's on that track. That is my one contribution to that track. All right, I'm home. So that's cool. I'm going to go. You guys have a good night. And we'll do all this again tomorrow.